听力课堂，听 class.com。
88 Partnership Dialogue 1 Mr. Hughes, do you have a minute? I would like to discuss something with you.
What can I do for you?
I was wondering, I have heard from many of my co-workers that your knowledge and experience in international markets is phenomenal. Also, I heard the rumor that you speak fluent Japanese. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I do speak decent Japanese.
Right now, I'm working on a product launch to open up our Asian market. We have several upcoming events to take place in 4 Japanese cities. We'll be heading to Tokyo next month to get things started. What I'd like to talk to you about is joining our team to help bring this project to completion.
Exactly what kind of help did you have in mind?
We are looking for someone who is familiar with the market and cultural issues to act as an advisor to our marketing staff. We'd like to set up a partnership where we can help each other.
So if I help you as a consultant, what's in it for me?
We could give you an on-site office as well as potential to develop your own contacts in Japan. At the same time, after helping with our project, we'd be willing to split our profit with you.
What kind of an arrangement are you thinking about?
You would have a share of 30% of our profits from the launch events. So, what do you say? Are you willing to work with us?
It sounds like a great offer. Give me a little time to think it over, and I'll get back to you by the end of the week.
Dialogue 2.I heard that you're now working hand-in-hand with Michelson Labs. How is the marriage of your firms working out?
It's not a match made in heaven, but we're trying to make it work. In the beginning, everyone was really gung-ho about our two teams working together. After all, Michelson's got a lot of resources that we don't normally have access to.But I think our honeymoon period was over after they started making some very unfair demands of our staff.
What kind of demands?
They aren't willing to shoulder the burden equally. Partnership should mean both of our teams contribute equally, but they are not willing to give 100%. For example, they expect our team to put in overtime nearly every day, but they're out the door at 5:30 every day.
That doesn't seem very fair. Did you discuss how the workload was going to be divvied up before you agreed on partnership?
See, that's one of the problems. We jumped into this relationship too soon. So there are a lot of things that haven't been clearly spelled out, like responsibilities and profit sharing.
That's a dangerous situation. You've got to put everything in writing up front.Or else later on, you could have some bad feelings between the two companies if expectations are different. It's no good to have bad blood between you afterwards.
You're right.
¶¶